Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, November 12th, 2024 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Didier continues to entertain us with nice write-ups of how to use his tools PDF ID and PDF Dump to analyze malware. In the latest example, it's actually, well, strictly maybe not malware, it's a PDF with phishing links. And just with a couple lines of code on the command line, you're able to, first of all, identify that this particular PDF does contain URLs, and then next you're able to extract it. Really easy then to, of course, double check what this particular URL points to, which in this case turns out to be your standard phishing site. So if this is something that you're doing regularly, if this is something you're struggling with to do at scale and to automate, well, these are exactly the tools you need in order to automatically analyze PDFs, extract URLs, and then verify if they point to phishing sites or not. Then we got a few vulnerabilities to talk about today ahead, of course, of Microsoft's Patch Tuesday tomorrow. The first one I want to mention is six different vulnerabilities in the Mazda infotainment system. These car hacking vulnerabilities, of course, always attract a lot of attention. The mitigating factor here is that in order to exploit them, an attacker already has to be inside the vehicle and connect a USB device to the vehicle. But the vulnerabilities themselves are rather straightforward and basic in the sense that data, for example, being used during the pairing process via USB is just being used as part of system commands or SQL commands without any kind of protection. And as a result, well, you have SQL injection, you have command injection, and your usual relatively straightforward vulnerabilities. More detail in a blog post by the Zero Day Initiative. Probably not as headline grabbing as a car hacking vulnerability or vulnerabilities in SAML libraries. In September, patches were released for a vulnerability affecting two different Ruby SAML libraries, Ruby SAML and OmniAuth SAML. Well, we now have more details regarding this vulnerability. It got a CVSS score of 9.8. I certainly found the write-up by Zach Proser here quite interesting and something that you definitely should look at if you're sort of testing SAML implementation, if you are implementing SAML, because it's all with these authentication protocols about small details. Here, sort of a one versus a two slash in an XPath query that I found quite interesting. But from a more practical point of view, given that we have now all these details, it's definitely absolutely necessary that you patch these vulnerabilities quickly. And talking about authentication-related vulnerabilities, our good friend Veeam released a patch for Veeam Backup Enterprise Manager. This particular vulnerability does allow attackers to bypass authentication, but they do need a machine in the middle position in order to exploit this, which is why the CVSS score here is only 7.7. And again, patches are available. And Dell also released some updates for Sonic OS. And now there are three vulnerabilities that are being patched here. Two of them are OS command injection vulnerabilities, but they do require a high privileged attacker. So the attacker has to be authenticated. However, the third vulnerability is an authentication bypass vulnerability. And that always makes me think, even though it doesn't say it here in this particular advisory, that by combining these vulnerabilities, you probably may get an unauthenticated OS command injection vulnerability here. So definitely something that you need to address relatively quickly. These OS command injection vulnerabilities tend to be relatively easy to exploit. And the FBI renewed a warning that its emergency data requests are apparently being abused by social engineers. The problem here is that law enforcement may contact an organization, often someone like an ISP or a cloud provider or something like this, asking them for information about one of their users. These are not the same as sort of full warrants or such. These are often just a simple email or a phone call that usually state that there is some kind of emergency. So these are more social engineering attacks, and the attacker has figured out what sort of the informal protocols are that law enforcement uses to make these emergency data requests. Even if you are not usually dealing with these kind of requests, this is a technique that definitely applies to other areas as well, where law enforcement or other sort of trusted agencies are being impersonated in order to get you to release data or do things on their behalf. Well, and this is it for today. Remember, there won't be a podcast on Thursday, Friday due to my travel schedule, but there will be one tomorrow, so should be all covered for Patch Tuesday. So thanks, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.